from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
To an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Mike mentioned this in the break. He said, did you see the Mahomes behind the back pass? I did. And if you didn't, you're going to see plenty of it because it'll be played before every Chiefs game this year, including when they come to the ATL, because they're going to say, the Falcons are facing this week. And you'll see him throw it behind his back. Here was the behind-the-back pass to Travis, or should I say Patrick Mahomes, talking about why he threw it behind the back to Travis, because Travis ran the wrong route.
Travis didn't run the route he was supposed to run, and then it was kind of a behind-the-back pass, kind of because I was mad. I was f***ed off at Travis. He was supposed to run a flat route. Yep. I don't know if you can hear me on the broadcast. I'm yelling at him, and then he doesn't run it. So out of spite, I do a behind-the-back pass, but now it's going to be a highlight. Can't be planned. It's got to be just naturally happen, kind of in the groove of things. And so it wasn't like I planned that at all, or it wasn't a called play. It just kind of happened.
Interesting. Like, hey, Sleprock, you're in the wrong place. Take it from here. I know that we're going to see him, so I won't love the Chiefs when he's here, but he's such a likable dude. And the stuff they pull, I mean, that's just bananas. Exhibition game or not, pretty amazing.
I agree. So Caleb Williams was on the field this weekend for the Bears, and the comparisons are starting. Oh, even Tyreek Hill tweeted out, he reminds me of ... Everybody knew who he was talking about. Caleb, what about these comparisons to Mahomes and Tyreek Hill saying what he said?
To your question, it's respect. You know, it's cool and all, but I'm Caleb Williams, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. You know, much love to them and things like that. Met them, talked to them both and things like that, but we're here to win games for Chicago Bears. Awesome. The Bears.
Yeah, it was kind of a mixed bag at times, but you see, obviously, the potential, and you see the talent. They had three and outs, Carl, to start the game.
Yeah.
And then he makes this unbelievable, kind of reminds you of a Mahomes / Mike Vick, moving around in the pocket, spinning out of pressure. Then he throws a laser, and it would have been a beautiful catch, but Roma Dunze had 1 foot out.
Yeah.
And so they call it back. I mean, still freaking beautiful. But, yeah, that was one where...
Did you say laser?
A laser to Roma Dunze. So that was pretty amazing. He did run for a touchdown, but certainly gave Bears fans a lot to be excited about. But there's things he's got to tighten up. And, you know, but is this going to be his... Is he going to be the Mahomes in that sense of improvisation is always going to be a part of Caleb Williams' game?
I think he's just cool. When I say cool, I'm not talking about, like, he's cool, dude. He's cool, level-headed. He doesn't let whatever's going on rattle him. And to Mike's point about that play, that's what you saw. Neither does Mahomes. Mahomes is that's the comparison to me. It's not that he's got the arm strength or the creativity. It's he doesn't let things rattle him if, in fact, there's pressure or things are going wrong. He didn't in college. Guys, there were games last year. I know you guys don't remember. He was like sacked like 6-7 times.
Yeah, USC was terrible. Defense was terrible. I mean, it was not a great football team with a superstar Heisman Trophy winner on it. So I'm with you there. Bo Nix looks amazing, doesn't he?
He does.
I mean, Bo Nix, if you didn't see it, I mean, other than we mentioned earlier before the break, one play where he kind of straddles up to the line, he's over there, they kick a field goal. But he still is, it's not improv, it's the cannon for an arm. And I know that you and I were like, Bo Nix in the NFL, really? He is experienced. He's got as much reps as anybody who's come out of college in the last few years, along there with Penix. He looks great. And Sean Payton, you know, maybe he was just pushing his buttons by having him so far down there as, you know, third on the depth chart for so long in this preseason. I don't get it, but he looks great.
8 of 9, 80 yards in the preseason game over the weekend. He did have a touchdown.
He never, and you know, for all the things that Breeze accomplished, Breeze was never that mobile.
No,
an element that Sean Payton can play with.
Totally agree with that. Two drives, and there's two drives against Green Bay. But for me, it's the totality of the work so far. 6 of his 7 drives have led to scores. I'm going to put this in perspective for the Steelers. Okay? I'm going to let you hear Mike Tomlin in just a second. But the Steelers, their two quarterbacks are not on on that level where Bo Nix is leading his team to scores. You can tell me it's preseason and it's second and third teams. Show up, man. Do something. Make some plays. This is our NFL Blitz. Let's hear from Caleb Williams while we're talking about him on how good he thinks the Bears' defense is, Mike.
What have I learned by playing? That our defense is really good. And because I go versus them every day. I've learned that our defense is really good, and they've done a great job helping me, preparing me. Defensive guys talk to me about, you know, things that I do, things that I can get better at. Obviously, the offensive coaches and QBs and everybody obviously talk to me. We have our meetings, but the, you know, defensive guys speaking up, telling me what they see from their lens has only made me better. You know, we're, you know, I tell them, and we're all excited that we're going to win a lot of games. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Mm. All right, Caleb.
Hey.
And I do think the defense improved at the end of last season. They should be pretty good. I'm with them on this.
I mean, who's it that we want to grab in a trade? And we couldn't match the deal with the Commanders.
Sweat.
Yeah, with Montez Sweat. That's been a big part of what they're doing at the edge rush. They got some guys, got some dudes, man. They're draft again. And they fleeced a couple of teams. They had some great draft picks to use. So it's about time that the worm turns for Chi-Town.
The Raiders finally announced who their quarterback's going to be.
Who's going to be?
So this was crazy.
Who's throwing to Brock Bowers?
That's a good question because that's all I care about. Over the weekend, Antonio Pierce is like, I'm going to sleep on it. Sleep on what? Gardner Minshew? Let me hear Antonio Pierce.
Gardner Minshew is going to be the starting quarterback the 2024 season. Myself, Telesco, and Luke Getsy discussed it this morning. A lot of things went into it. It wasn't based off of last night. There's a lot of factors. So we feel like Gardner gives us the best opportunity to get off to a fast start, and that's what we're going with. We support him. Our team's behind it. Our staff's behind it. Our organization's behind it.
Aiden O'Connell was who he's in competition with.
Yeah, he was great in Legends of the Fall.
Okay, wait.
What's that?
No, good movie. That's a different guy.
Aiden O'Connell?
That's a different guy.
What's that, Oren? Different guy? Okay.
Good movie, though.
Yeah, he was kind of a sad sack, brother. Obviously, Brad Pitt had all the juice in that one, but Tristan, you know, the hair, long hair.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My neighbor, years ago, named their kid Tristan because they loved that movie so much.
I think a lot of women went down that road.
Yeah.
Over that one. Hey, man, the guy who is announced as the starter, and Caleb Williams will be the starter for the Bears, no argument there, and it's going to be Bo Nix in Denver. It's a Dan Quinn who loves doing hard stuff with good people. It's Jaden Daniels. He's been the model of consistency, and they also say the OGs on that team, the veterans, have really taken to Jaden Daniels. He's a born leader, they say, in D.C. And 12 of 15 for 123 yards. Looks good. And so Jaden Daniels starting in D.C.
Let me hear Jaden Daniels on Dan Quinn getting down on run.
I mean, he pretty much probably told y'all I can get down, but it's a constant battle between me and him. It's a fine line of knowing when to take your chances and when to get down. Right there, I honestly didn't think there was a lot of people by me. So after I got tackled, I went down a little bit. He's on the sideline like, get down. And so,
yeah, man, this was the argument you and I had about drafting him. He's got to know when to make business decisions.
Yes.
Because he's still a little skinny, but he's an amazing athlete. That's why I was always excited about us if we could have moved up to get him. But, yeah, just know when to fold him, baby. Get out of there.
Get down.
Jacoby Brissett or Drake May? Who do you think is going to be the starting quarterback for the Patriots?
It's going to be Brissett.
Yeah. That's the word from Patriots head coach. He said there's apparently a competition that still remains, says Gerard Mayo. We've heard from little birdies that Drake May has been inconsistent at best when he's out there for the Patriots and in practice, too.
Yeah.
I never understood the draft pick.
Me neither. although I kept hearing comparisons from people around the league like he could be Justin Herbert. Could be.
Right.
But maybe we're a ways off from that. Here is Mike Tomlin. Now, we're going to focus on the Steelers after we get past this third week of preseason, right? We've got 2 weeks until the season starts, basically. And we can start to focus in on these opponents a little bit. Mike, a couple of things. Both quarterbacks played in their preseason game. That's Justin Fields. That's Russell Wilson. They got 3 points. Each got 5 drives each. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about this. Okay, right. So Justin is out there after Russell. Russell got 5 drives, 5 series, 0 points. Justin comes in. 5 series, they get 3 points out of them. I'm not sure if they're sold right now on either guy, Mike, to be honest with you. Now, they're going to have to make a decision, But Mike Tomlin said this about the quarterback situation right now.
It's somewhat of an incomplete study because you just don't get a chance to see him operate or us operate or us establish rhythm and personality when you're not winning possession downs. And we weren't. You know, the first three or so series of the game, it was, you know, three and out, and that's, you're not going to get an opportunity to establish rhythm or play the way that you would like as an individual or a collective.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.